Oh, Father of Heaven, to thee I cry. Lord, receive me into thy hand.
Lo, now is the time come certain that my sword in his neck shall bite. Oh, Lord, my heart resisteth thee again. I may not find it in my heart to smile, O Father.
You are listening to the medieval mystery play, Abraham and Isaac, a page from this week's edition of Anthology. This is Fleetwood. Each week at this time, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the Poetry Center of the Young Men and Young Women's Hebrew Association in New York, brings you transcribed Anthology, a selection of readings from poets, past and present, and the music to accompany their poetry. Today, we're delighted to have as our guests Barbara Cohen and Marion Roney of Cadman Records, which this week celebrates its third anniversary. Friends of Anthology, we're very glad this afternoon to have as our guests Miss Barbara Cohen and Miss Marion Roney of Cadman Records. They've been with us twice before. You'll remember their previous appearances, I'm sure, and the many fine Cadman records we've played. Today is their third appearance on the program, and it's their third anniversary. They brought along some very special record to play for us this afternoon to celebrate this landmark in the history of Cadman Records. Marion Roney, what's the record you're going to play for us today?
It's a 14th century English, medieval, of course, mystery play called Abraham and Isaac. And we've brought it along today because it exemplifies a change of scope, one might say, of our original concept in going into business. Our main purpose at the beginning was to present readings of authors of their own works. And we have come to broaden that scope over the 3 years to include dramatizations of plays and dramatic readings of poems of all periods in other languages as well as English. And Abraham and Isaac represents one of the most exciting things, I think, that we've ever done.
Perhaps many of your listeners haven't ever heard it. It's quite possible that they haven't. But the whole medieval drama was a period of great fascination. There was a great lapse, actually, between the great period of antique drama of Roman and Greek times and the time when medieval drama began first and led to Marlowe and Shakespeare and our own present-day dramatists and great theater. Mystery plays were the religious manifestation of the dramatic instinct in those times. Drama began in the church. It was actually played on the altar. It came out of the Mass and the Litany. It began with a little phrase called Quem quaeritas in sepulchro, O Christicoli, a part of the Latin Mass, and developed from there into little chants among the priests and the choir, then went into the courtyard when the church thought that this was becoming too much for them, and wound up as a series of dramas coming straight out of the Bible, but mingled with the folk element, was part of England, part of the life of the period. You had contemporary shepherds of those times becoming, in spirit, the shepherds of the early Christian era. You had townsfolk playing biblical elders like Abraham, who was ordered by the Lord to slay his son Isaac, and doing it with such emotion and feeling that the whole biblical period came alive for them and stirred their not only religious instincts, but emotions as people of the time. It's fascinating to listen to and has as well a message for our time.
Where does your background come from? You two young ladies who have launched yourselves in Cadman Records so thoroughly at such an early age. I mean, usually you think of heads of record companies as elderly people who've been around in the business for a long, long time. Admitting that perhaps some of our listeners haven't heard you in your other two appearances.
Oh, that would be impossible. We both went to school, you see. Where we went to school, that doesn't really matter.
Let's say Hunter, of course.
All right, Hunter. I think we got our medieval education, as a matter of fact, at Columbia University. And it taught both of us something which we have tried to realize in the records we have made, which is that literature is something living, something to be enjoyed, not something to be read for an examination or read because one is interested in the footnotes for it or any reason like that. It's one of the reasons why we enjoy these particular records, this series called Monuments of Early English Drama, rather ponderous title, so very much, because to us, as to the people who wrote and produced these plays back in the 14th century, the drama and the material itself is something very, very much alive. In the case of Abraham and Isaac, which we're going to hear in a few minutes, the story, the Genesis excerpt in which the angel appears to Abraham and orders him to slay his son, is transformed from the austerity of the Old Testament text into something completely contemporary and natural and human and understandable. The father, Abraham, is caught in this trap. On the one hand, being a good medieval Catholic, he has to obey God without begrudging God anything, because after all, God is God. On the other hand, he really loves the son. Isaac, in the same way, must accept his fate, because death isn't really that bad. He's going to go to heaven, surely, since God ordered his death. But death is unpleasant, even if one believes in afterlife. And mainly he's worried about his mother, because poor old Sarah, as everybody knows, had only this one child. She tried so hard for so long, but here only Isaac was the result. And poor old Sarah was going to be very, very unhappy. And Isaac just tells his father, "Please, father, don't tell my mother that this is what is going to happen to me, because she'll be very, very sad." And then the entire concept of Abraham and Isaac becomes not something remote out of the past, but something contemporaneous, as a result of which you get some charming anachronisms, such as both Abraham and Isaac praying to the Trinity, and things like that. It's one of the loveliest, and at the same time, one of the most touching plays of all time. At the time we recorded this, both Barbara and I were sitting in the control room, which is a euphemism, with earphones on our heads and tears pouring from our eyes, copiously. And the actors who were sitting in the church in which we were recording this were sitting in the pews. Actors are not generally taken in by the actions of other actors, but the actors were sitting in the pews, weeping copiously. The actors who were actually portraying this were not weeping copiously because they were too busy acting, but we had to stop several times because they couldn't go on. At one point, Frederick Warlock, who plays Abraham here, just choked and said, I'm sorry, I realize that the script papers are ruffling and this will make a very bad take, but I can't go on. I have to stop a minute.
You've mentioned one of the cast. Who else will be in the cast of the Abraham and Isaac?
Isaac is played by Terence Kilburn. Those are the two main characters.
Is there the two in the cast?
No, then there's also Frank Silvera, who plays God, and Cavada Humphreys, who plays the angel.
You feel then that this is really not just interesting historically, but obviously very fine literature.
Oh, it very, very definitely is.
Do you think maybe there's a lesson to be learned from it for contemporary literature, that we could interpret the Bible conceivably more into contemporary literature than...
I wouldn't say that. I think it's very definitely medieval expression, and we have to accept it as such. In this version, which is modernized as far as language goes, I think we have something which doesn't belong to our period at all, but which is very definitely one of the literary masterpieces of all time.
Shall we listen to it now?
Father of heaven, omnipotent, with all my heart to thee I call. Thou hast given me both land and rent. My livelihood thou hast me sent. I thank thee highly evermore of all. First of the earth thou madest Adam, and Eve also to be his wife. All other creatures of them too came. And now thou hast granted to me, Abraham, here in this land to lead my life. In my age thou hast granted me this, that this young child with me shall dwell. I love nothing so much, he wish, except thine own self, dear father of bliss, as Isaac here, my own sweet son. I have divers children more, the which I love not half so well. This fair sweet child, he cheers me so in every place where that I go, that no trouble may me befall. And therefore, Father of heaven, I thee pray for his health and also for his grace. Now, Lord, keep him both night and day, that never trouble nor terror may come to my child in no place. Now, come on, Isaac, my own sweet child. Go we home and take our rest.
Abraham, mine own father so mild, to follow you I am full glad, both early and late.
Come on, sweet child. I love thee best of all the children that I ever begot.
Mine angel, fast hie thee thy way, and on to Middle Earth anon thou go. Abraham's heart now will I assay, whether that he be steadfast or no. Say I commanded him to take Isaac, his young son, that he loves so well, and with his blood sacrifice he make, if any of my friendship he will fail. Show him the way on the hill, where that his sacrifice shall be. I shall assay now his good will, whether he loveth better his child or me. All men shall take example by him, my commandments how they shall keep.
Now, Father of heaven that formed all thing, my prayers to thee I make again. For this day my tender offering here must I give to thee certain. Ah, Lord God, Almighty King, what manner best will make thee most fain? If I had thereof true knowing, it should be done with all my main full soon anon. To do thy pleasing on a hill, verily it is my will, dear Father God in Trinity.
Abraham, Abraham, will thou rest? Our Lord commandeth thee for to take Isaac, thy young son, that thou lovest best, and with his blood sacrifice that thou make. Unto the land of vision thou go, and offer thy child unto thy Lord. I shall thee lead and show also. Unto God's behest, Abraham, accord, and follow me upon this green.
Welcome to me my Lord's command, and his behest I will not withstand. Yet Isaac, my young son in land of full dear child to me hath been, I had rather, if God had been pleased, for to have forbore all the goods that I have, than Isaac, my son, should be distressed. So God in heaven my soul may save. I loved no thing so much on earth, and now I must the child go kill. Ah, Lord God, my conscience is strongly stirred, and yet, my dear Lord, I am so afraid to begrudge anything against your will. I love my child as my life, and yet I love my God much more. For though my heart would make any strife, yet will I not spare for child nor wife, but to after my Lord's law. Though I love my son never so well, yet spite off his head soon I shall. Our Father of heaven, to thee I kneel. A hard death my son shall feel, for to honor thee, Lord, withal.
Abraham, Abraham, this is well said. And all these commandments look that thou keep. But in thy heart be nothing dismayed.
Nay, nay, forsooth, I hold me well paid to please my God the best I have. For though my heart be heavily set to see the blood of my own dear son, yet for all this I will not let. But Isaac, my son, I will go get and come as fast as ever we can. Now, Isaac, my own son dear, where art thou, child? Speak to me.
My father? Sweet father, I am here, and make my prayers to the Trinity.
Rise up, my child, and fast come hither. My gentle bairn that art so wise, for we two, child, must go together and unto my Lord make sacrifice.
I am full ready, my father, lo. Given at your hands, I stand right here, and whatsoever ye bid me do, it shall be done with glad cheer, full well and fine.
Ah, Isaac, my own son, so dear, God's blessing I give thee and mine. Hold this faggot upon thy back, and here myself fire shall bring.
Father, all this here will I pack. I am full fain to do your bidding.
O Lord of heaven, my hands I wring this child's words all to wound my heart. Now, Isaac, son, go we our way unto yon mount with all our main.
Go we, my dear father, as fast as I may. To follow you I am full fain, although I be slender.
Oh, Lord, my heart breaketh in twain. This child's words, they be so tender. Ah, Isaac, my son, anon, lay it down. No longer upon thy back it hold, for I must make ready full soon to honor my Lord God as I should.
So, my dear father, here it is. To cheer you always, I draw me near. But, father, I marvel sore of this. Why that you make this heavy cheer? And also, father, evermore dread I, where is your quick beast that you should kill? Both fire and wood we have ready, but quick beast we have none on this hill. A quick beast I know well must be dead your sacrifice for to make. Yea, father, and my heart beginneth to quake. See that sharp sword in your hand. Why bear ye your sword drawn so? Of your countenance I have much wonder.
Oh, Father of heaven, so I am woe. This child here breaks my heart asunder.
Tell me, my dear father, ere that ye cease. Bear ye your sword drawn for me?
Isaac, sweet son, peace, peace, for a wish. Thou breakest my heart in three.
I pray you, father, tell me of it. Whether shall I have any harm or no?
A wish, sweet son, I may not tell thee yet. Oh, my heart is yet so full of woe.
Dear father, I pray you hide it not from me. Some of your thought you must now tell me.
Isaac, I must kill thee.
Kill me, father. Alas, what have I done? If I have trespassed against you aught, with a rod ye may make me full mild. And with your sharp sword kill me naught, for you wish, father, I am but a child.
I am full sorry, son, thy blood for to spill, but truly, my child, I may not choose.
Oh, I would to God my mother were here on this hill. She would kneel for me on both her knees to save my life. And since that my mother is not here, I pray you, father, change your cheer and kill me not with your knife.
Forsooth, son, unless I thee kill, I should grieve God right sore, I dread. It is commandment and also his will that I should do this same deed. He commanded me, son, for certain, to make my sacrifice with thy blood.
And is it God's will that I should be slain?
Yes, truly, Isaac. My son, so good.
Now, father, against my Lord's will, I will never grudge, loud nor still. He might have sent me a better destiny if it had been his pleasure. Nay, father, God forbid that ever ye should grieve him for me.
Ye have other children, one or two, the which ye should love well by kind. I pray you, Father, make ye no woe. For, be I once dead and from you go, I shall soon be out of your mind. Therefore, do our Lord's bidding. And when I am dead, then pray for me. But, good Father, tell ye my mother nothing. Say that I am in another country dwelling.
Ah, Isaac, Isaac, blessed may thou be. My heart beginneth strongly to rise to see the blood of thy blessed body.
Father, since it may be no otherwise, let it pass over as well as I. But, Father, ere I go unto my death, I pray you bless me with your hand.
Now, Isaac, with all my breath, my blessing I give thee upon this land, and God's also thereto he wis. Isaac, Isaac, son, up thou stand, thy fair sweet mouth that I may kiss.
Oh, farewell, my own father so fine, and greet well my mother on earth. But I pray you, Father, to hide my eyes, that I see not the stroke of your sharp sword that my flesh shall defile.
Son, thy words make me to weep full sore. Now, my dear son Isaac, speak no more.
Oh, my own dear father, wherefore? We may speak together here but a while. And since that I must needs be dead, therefore, my dear father, to you I pray, smite but a few strokes at my head and make an end as soon as ye may, and tarry not too long.
Come up, sweet son, into my arm. I must bind thy hands too, although thou be never so mild.
Oh, mercy, father, why should ye do so?
That thou shouldst not hinder me, my child.
Nay, you wish, father, I will not hinder you. Do on for me your will and on the purpose that ye have set you, for God's love keep for thee still. I am full sorry this day to die. But yet I want not my God to grieve. Do on your list for me hardily, my fair sweet father. I give you leave. But, father, I pray you evermore, tell my mother never a bit. If she knew it, she would weep full sore for you wis, father. She loveth me full well. God's blessing may she have. Now, farewell, my mother, so sweet. We two be like no more to me.
Oh, Isaac, Isaac, son, thou makest me weep, and with thy words thou distemperest me.
You wish, sweet father, I am sorry to grieve you. I cry you mercy at that I have done, and of all trespass that ever I did move you. Now, dear father, forgive me that I have done. God of heaven, be with me! Oh, father of heaven, to thee I cry. Lord, receive me into thy hand.
No, now is the time come certain that my sword in his neck shall bite. Oh, Lord, my heart resisteth thee again. I may not find it in my heart to smile, O Father of heaven. What shall I do?
Oh, mercy, Father, why tarry ye so? And let me lie thus long on this heath. Now I would to God the stroke were done. Father, I pray you heartily shorten me of my woe and let me not look thus after my death.
I will no longer hold back for thee. For that my God aggrieved would be, now take the stroke.
I don't think we have to play the end of that. I think everybody knows that Abraham doesn't really kill Isaac. This is the Deus ex machina. God literally comes down, of course, and saves Isaac. And the play ends very, very charmingly with Abraham taking Isaac home back to old Sarah, who is called Dear Mother here, of course. And Abraham says to Isaac, well, it's all over now, isn't it? And Isaac says very touchingly, yes, but, you know, I was really awfully scared.
I don't think you should have told them the ending, because then they would have had to go out and buy the record. You have no objection to people buying these records, have you?
Oh, it shouldn't be bought for the story, which everyone who has read his Bible knows. It should be bought for the pathos of it, this really splendid acting of the people who portrayed Abraham and Isaac and the angel, and simply for the beauty which is conveyed hundreds of years from the time it was originally composed, nobody knows by whom, and acted by plain townspeople who are not professional actors, but who simply felt the emotion welling from this drama, which was so much a part of their lives.
If our listeners want to hear the ending instead of hearing about it from you, of course, the record is not yet available, I believe, is it?
Not yet, but it will be in very short order. It's going to be in record stores and in bookstores, and it's joining the first in this series of monuments of early English drama. That was Everyman, which your listeners may remember. It starred Burgess Meredith.
Yes, we played Everyman and Abraham and Isaac. When is the third one going to come out?
The third one is not a mystery. The third one consists of great comedies, and that is going to be out a month from today.
I see. Then we will have completed the entire series of three. Well, if our listeners at this point are a little bit confused as to what is already out and what will be out, they can get a catalog very easily, I'm sure, by writing to either of you at Cadman Records, or if they don't remember your names, Barbara Cohen and Marion Roney, or Cadman Records, they can write to Anthology at the National Broadcasting Company in New York, or they can write to their local NBC station, and we'll see to it that the Misses Cohen and Roney get all of these communications, and whoever you are, wherever you are, you'll get all of the information that you need about Cadman Records.
We'll be looking forward to sending everyone catalogs.
That's always a pleasure, I imagine. Thank you very much, Barbara Cohen and Marion Roney, and we hope you'll be with us not only on future anniversaries, but many, many visits in between.